and welcome East Tennessee Championship Wrestling fans. I'm your host, Jerry Martin, recording artist, studio owner, and most of all, an avid wrestling fan. This is episode number 4. Well, this is the recap of the August 3rd Bring On the Brawl, and I can say without a doubt it was one of the most spectacular events of the year. Now, before we dive into that, I have a few announcements to make. One is the update on the July 20th MLK Back to School giveaway, where the ETCW came out and they gave away over 150 backpacks full of school supplies for the Blount County School Drive. And that was such a great success. The kids enjoyed the day and watching all the great matches, as well as getting well-deserved backpacks to help them throughout the school year. So hats off to the ETCW for doing that for the community. Also, if you want to find out about the recap of the July 20th event, you can find that on the blog, and I'll link to that in the show notes as well. Another announcement is about the Sizzling Summer Sweepstakes. Now, we're halfway through the event, and it ends September 7th. The grand prize is worth over $800. So if you've not registered yet, I urge you to go ahead, go to the website where it has the ETCW Sizzling Summer Sweepstakes, click on that link, enter your email address, and that is all you have to do to be eligible for great prizes. Not only the grand prize, but we're giving away weekly prizes, and they are fantastic, so you don't want to miss out on that. Now, the grand prize winner will be announced at the September 7th show, and I'll put that link in the show notes as well. Don't forget to like our Facebook and become a member of our community. You can find the link on our website and the show notes as well. So do that and enjoy the fun and all the happenings that's going on within the ETCW community. You'll be glad you did. Now, we want to send out our condolences to the Harley Race family, as one of the greats has passed away earlier this month. He was a 7-time world heavyweight champion and a legend in the professional wrestling industry. He's going to be greatly missed. Now on to the Bring On the Brawl recap. August 3rd marked yet another great card for the East Tennessee Championship Wrestling Organization. To say this card was loaded would be an understatement. It never ceases to amaze me how the ETCW can continuously take their game up to that different level each and every time. With two rematch championship matches featured from the newly crowned champions with the Rogue Nation, this event definitely did not disappoint. We saw two of the best high flyers in the business in Eli Green and Smiley take to the sky, as well as two tanks collide with the undefeated Russian Monster and the crowd favorite Daniel Mulligan. Everybody's glad to see him back. We also saw an extra dark match from the War Dog himself against the Rising of the Phoenix. Jake Phoenix, to be precise. Then we saw the main event between the alpha male Hunter Wolf versus the Sadistic Mayhem with a special guest referee. But let me tell you, that's not all. So without further delay, let's recap the August 3rd Bring On the Brawl event. The evening started out with a special dark match between the ring veteran Captain Wardog going against newcomer Jake Phoenix. Now, I see a lot of potential in this young man, as he has a heart for wrestling and really gives everything he has in and outside of that ring. Now, during the match, Phoenix got in some good moves against the seasoned Wardog, and it looked like there could be an upset in the making. But the wily Wardog bounced back and showed everyone why his patented DDT finisher can take out anyone at any time. After the match, Jake Phoenix showed Captain Wardog the respect he well deserved with a salute of his own. Now, to me, that is great sportsmanship. So the winner, Captain Wardog. But watch out for Jake Phoenix. Next on the card was two high-flying crowd favorites in Smiley versus the Ninja Turtle Man himself, Eli Green. These two never disappoint with a nice, quick-paced match that had the crowd on the edge of their seats. From the power moves, reversals, and top rope moves, they proved once again that they are top contenders and well-deserved to call that squared circle their home. During the match, Eli was about to set up his TMNT finisher, but Smiley quickly got the upper hand and delivered his patented frog splash to win. The winner? Smiley. But I'll tell you what, I think the crowd was the big winner of that, seeing that match. That was a great match. Up next was a match that fans have been waiting to see. As the powerhouse Russian monster entered the arena with his mastermind Pappy O'Malley, you could hear the chants already, USA, USA, USA. Then Daniel Mulligan's music comes on and the fans go crazy. Now when Daniel comes out, the Russian blindsides him from behind, quickly getting the upper hand on the high-flying big man. The Russian monster blasted Mulligan with some big blows all around the ring, and finally, they got into the ring, which it seemed that the damage was already done and the big Russian would get an easy win. But no, 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 that didn't happen. Daniel Mulligan reached down inside and came alive as the crowd started chanting, USA! USA! Daniel ignited and took it to the monster as he took him off his feet. The crowd went crazy because that's something hard for anyone to do, is take that Russian monster off his feet. Daniel started to climb the top rope and was going to deliver a top rope leg drop on the Russian monster, but yet again, the Russian proved to everyone that he was too quick and too smart for that to happen. The big Russian monster took to the outside of the ring and Daniel quickly pursued. Both of these powerhouses battled each other until they were both counted out. Still, they kept on battling until they finally were broken up. The winner? Well, if you were there at the event, you got to see firsthand these two guys finally collide. But there was no winner because it was a double countout. I look for more carnage between these two guys in the near future. Next on the card was the ETCW Tag Team Championship rematch. This match was between the new ETCW Tag Team Champions, Purely Destructive, Mick O'Malley, and Scott Savage, going up against the Country Cousins, Lumberjack Josh, and Hillbilly Big Joe. Now, before the match even started, an imposter team posing as the Country Cousins, I guess as a way of making fun of the former champs and causing some confusion, they entered the ring. The commissioner, Jim Strickland, didn't know what was going on, and then the champs arrived in only the devastating fashion they can, along with Pappy O'Malley. Let's not forget the big Russian monster was lurking in the distance. Now, they got the crowd in such an uproar that I thought the rafters were going to break from the level of the fans' vocal opinions of the new champs. Then the thunderstruck music hits, and the real former champions charged the ring in a heated fashion. These guys went toe-to-toe, giving the new champs a run for their money. That was until Pappy got involved. Purely Destructive showed everyone why they are the champs, as their teamwork dominated the match. The tag team champs once again showed everyone in the ETCW locker room how devastatingly destructive they really are. The match was incredible as the former champs held their own despite the diabolical deeds that Pappy O'Malley used against the former champs, using the shillelagh numerous times on the burly Lumberjack and Hillbilly. Hillbilly Big Joe was busted open, and as the ref went to check on him, Scott Savage used the shillelagh to injure the ribs of Lumberjack Josh. They also handcuffed Hillbilly Big Joe to the ropes as he had to watch the utter destruction these two brutes put on Lumberjack Josh. Strike after strike in the ribs with the shillelagh took its toll, and they weren't finished. They brought in a chair and wrapped it around the leg of the Lumberjack, and with a big stomp, the leg was badly injured as well. The bell rang numerous times, but the Rogue Nation didn't care as they kept beating down Josh and Big Joe. They even struck down the referee, Devin. It took the commissioner, Jim Strickland, to threaten suspensions to the Rogue Nations if they didn't stop. Finally, after they had done enough damage to the former champs, they reluctantly left the arena. But this one is far from over, fans. The winner by DQ, the Country Cousins, Hillbilly Big Joe, and Lumberjack Josh. Up next was the rematch for the ETCW World Heavyweight Championship. The new champion, the Enforcer, versus Billy Baby Shark Marshall. These guys simply hate each other and will do anything to get a win over each other. It was like two tanks colliding as these both showed their powerful strength and clubbing blows to one another. Billy Marshall delivered a low blow and even started biting the Enforcer's arm at one point. They battled each other and it was an even fight until the mastermind Pappy O'Malley once again used his wits to give the Enforcer the upper hand. The enforcer distracted the ref as Pappy delivered a shot to the baby shark with none other than his weapon of choice, the shillelagh. Yes, folks, it was used yet again by the devious Pappy O'Malley. But that was only the beginning. The ref was telling Pappy to get away from the ring, and that's when the enforcer used his patented justice punch that leveled Marshall, giving the enforcer the win. The Rogue Nation once again came together and was planning on taking out Billy Marshall, but rushing to the ring and standing side by side was none other than Daniel Mulligan. Billy and Daniel cleared the ring of the Rogue Nation, even though they tried many times to get back in and take them both down. This feud is getting better by the second. Look for these two men to stand strong against the Rogue Nation. Now, who else is brave enough to stand with these two men to take back the ETCW? I guess we'll find out in later Bring On the Brawl events. The winner? The Enforcer. The final match of the evening was another one I was looking forward to. The Alpha Male, Hunter Wolf, versus the Sadistic Mayhem, with a special guest referee. Hunter Wolf enters the arena and the crowd erupts. I'm seeing huge things from the Alpha Male in the future. The fans are behind this giant, and right now he is red hot. Mayhem makes his appearance in the ring, and he looks very confident, despite the vast size difference and power of Wolf. Don't get me wrong, Mayhem can go with the best of them and is quick and agile. It is just hard to see Mayhem take down this giant who has awoke as the Alpha Male. Seeing how Hunter handled both Mayhem and SoCal Cruz in the last event, it looked to me that Hunter was going to get his revenge. So who was his special guest referee? The chanting of the rabid pit bull Matt Raby started at a near-deafening volume. That was until SoCal's music hit, and the fans went from cheering to a lot of booing. They were shocked. They surely didn't want to see this happen, but SoCal Kevin Cruz came in with his ref shirt on and some legal papers stating that he was, in fact, an official ETCW referee. There was nothing the commissioner could do but allow the match to happen. As the match started, it was obvious that SoCal was not going to call it down the middle. No matter how many times Hunter got Mayhem in a pin, it was always deliberately slow. And at one point, Cruz even stopped the three count, which would have given Wolf the win. Mayhem still gave it his best shot trying to chop down the Alpha Male, and even attempted to suplex the 6'9" giant. Hunter quickly blocked and gave Mayhem his patented suplex, which put Mayhem down for the count. SoCal had to start the count, and he did, but it was slow and he stopped the count at 2, which he looked like he got something in his eye. As that happened and Cruz playing it off, it gave Mayhem time to recover and deliver a low blow on Hunter, which took the big giant down. With a fast count, Hunter still kicked out. Mayhem kept on beating down Hunter, but Wolf came back yet again and delivered a thunderous clothesline. He went for the pin, and again, SoCal gave the slow count and got in Hunter's face. The Alpha Male had enough of SoCal's antics and delivered the Falcon Arrow to Cruz, which laid him completely out. Mayhem came back and took down Wolf with a chair shot, but then in comes the rabid pit bull, Matt Raby. The fans went berserk. Matt slid into the ring and fought his old friend and former partner Mayhem, giving him an education in fist-to-face fighting. Matt stunned Mayhem and went for the springboard elbow drop, connecting with Mayhem, enough to disorient him to where the Cruiserweight champion delivered his finisher, and then dragged Hunter Wolf over Mayhem for the pin. Raby then took the knocked-out SoCal's hand and gave the 1-2-3, giving the Alpha Male the win. This was a great match, and it was so good to see Matt Raby back in action. The winner, the Alpha Male, Hunter Wolf. Now that was a night, folks. If you missed this one, you can always purchase any of our events in our online store, and it's a great way to start collecting these great matches. I'll put the link in the show notes so you can go directly to our online store. We saw rematches for world championships, high-flying action, a Phoenix rising, an undefeated monster, the return of Daniel Mulligan, an Alpha Male stand his ground, and the return of the Cruiserweight champion, the Rabid Pit Bull, Matt Raby. I can't wait to see what happens at the next event. September 7th at the Springbrook Gymnasium in Alcoa, Tennessee. Check our schedule for more information, and don't forget to sign up for the ETCW Sizzling Summer Sweepstakes. If you are registered, you are eligible for the prizes that are given away each week and the grand prize that we will announce at the September Bring On the Brawl event. It's worth over $800. So come on out to the next ETCW Bring On the Brawl event. That's September 7th at the Springbrook Gymnasium in Alcoa, Tennessee. The bell time is 7 o'clock. And experience firsthand these great matches. You'll be glad you did. This podcast is sponsored by Sound Chamber Studios and Entertainment. It's created for artists by artists. If you're looking for a recording studio to do your next project, look no further than Sound Chamber Studios and Entertainment. They have everything a recording artist needs. They also design websites like the brand new ETCW's website and much more, tailoring sites specifically to what the customer needs. They also have vocal coaching, so go and check out all of the services they provide to our community and beyond. That is www.soundchamberstudiosandentertainment.com. Do it now. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to the ETCW podcast. Once again, I am Jerry Martin, your host, and I'll see you at the next ETCW Bring On the Brawl.